car's going to the zoo tomorrow, and her parents invited me to go alone.
Mm-hmm.
Can I?
Sure. Oh, wait, no, sweetheart, I'm sorry, you can't go.
But you said sure.
I know, but I said that before I realized why you can't. This is a special weekend, remember? My great-great-aunt Graham T's coming to town. It's her birthday. We're all going to have dinner tonight. We may have a cake especially for her. Then tomorrow we're going to spend the whole day together and then go to church.
Can I have cake and go to the zoo?
Well, I'm sorry. We promised Graham T that we'd all go to church together.
But I didn't promise her.
I sort of promised for you.
Why?
Because I know you're going to love Graham T and she's going to love you. And besides, you love going to church. You get to hear stories about God and see all your friends, right?
Right.
So we're going to go to church.
But God wants me to go to the zoo.
God would be happier if you went to church.
But God made the animals, and that's why I should go to the zoo.
God also made me your stepmom and put me in charge. And I say, since Graham T's coming all the way from Virginia, we're all going to spend the day tomorrow together and go to church.
Okay, but next time, I hope God talks to me first. Graham T's here!
Let's go see!
Hey, Mom, I tried to get her to come around the back where there are no stairs, but she wouldn't listen to me.
Are your legs tired? My legs aren't tired. Oh, hi there.
Did you get all the letters I sent you?
Everyone.
Oh.
Hello, Graham T. Mom says the last time you saw me, I was only 10 years old.
You sure grew into a beautiful woman. And loud, too. I know Rudy.
Hi, Graham T.
And my Denise. But who is this?
I'm Olivia, and I just want to go to the zoo.
This is my stepdaughter that I wrote you about?
Oh, so this is Olivia. You're even prettier than Denise described. Give me a hug. My.
Well, you just go ahead and ignore me.
Now, who would ignore a face like that? Hello, Heathcliff.
Come on, sit down.
Let me take your shawl, Graham.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I would all like right to sit down.
Now, you sure once you get into this thing, you're going to be able to get back up?
Well, now, why don't we just try and see? There. Is that enough to close your mouth?
She told you, Dad.
So, Grampy, how was your stay with Anna and Russell?
I was teasing Russell about the time when I used to hold him on my knee and he was a little fella.
You knew Grandpa when he was a baby?
She sure did. She changed your grandfather's diapers.
You used to change Grandpa's diapers?
Yes, baby, and I changed your father's diapers, too.
Dad in diapers. Now, that's a picture.
What was Dad like as a baby?
He was a mess.
Well, it was nice of you to come over, Graham. Sorry you can't stay.
No, Dad.
We want to hear more stories.
No, because his stories are dumb.
Heathcliff, did you ever tell the kids the story about you and Samson?
No, Grampy, because it's a dumb story.
No, Dad, we want to hear this. Who's Samson?
Samson was a duck who lived on my brother's farm down in South Carolina.
Don't you have to take a nap?
Hush up, Cliff. One summer, when he was 4 years old, your father came for a visit. Now, Samson, every time he would see your father, he'd run up and peck him on his shin bone. Your daddy was scared of that duck. And every time that duck came near him, he would start crying and just run away. Yes.
Quack, quack.
So, Grampy, do you have any nice young suitors?
I thought about marrying again, but I don't want to be competing with these 75-year-old women. They don't have any sense of pride. And push and shove and show their legs.
Gramsci, how old were you when you got married?
I was 17.
Gramsci, why don't you tell Vanessa what it was like to socialize with the boys when you were a teenager?
Well, we called it courting time. Now, if a boy cared to call on a young lady, he would get himself all dressed up in a tie and everything. Then he would get permission from the parents to come to see you.
You mean he had to ask the parents if he could just come over and hang out?
Mm-hmm. The father was there. The mother was there.
Well, Gramsci, with all those people around, how did you ever get a chance to be alone with a guy?
She's asking about kissing.
A boy and a girl did a lot of communicating through eye contact. And if they felt something special for each other, they would take a walk and hold hands. Of course, the chaperone was always there.
Gramsci, are you saying that you never did any kissing?
Let's just say there were times when the chaperone wasn't looking.
I got a check in the oven. I got a roast in here.
Oh, you're having pot roast?
Yeah.
Well, you know Gramsci can't chew that stuff.
He's clean. Hush up.
For what?
Keep it up, and I'm going to go get that duck to come and get you.
Gramsci is amazing, isn't she, Mom?
Yes.
I mean, she thinks clearly, she's focused. I hope I'm like that when I'm 98.
Sweetheart, I'd be happy if you were like that at 22.
Gramsci changed too much. She likes celebrities with no eyes.
Okay. Hello? Hi, Kai. How are you? Good. She's right here. Hold on. It's Kai.
Hello, doll. Listen, I can't go to the zoo tomorrow. Remember? I'll ask. Guess what?
What?
Remember Kai's parents were taking her to the zoo?
Yes.
After that, they're going to Playland.
Olivia, I know you want to go to Playland, but we'll do it some other time, okay?
But I want to go with Kai.
Well, we'll take her when we go.
But I want to go tomorrow.
Olivia, now what did I say to you a half hour ago?
I don't remember.
Yes, you do. Now, you're not going to the zoo, you're not going to Playland, you're going to church with the rest of us tomorrow. Now, say goodbye to Kai.
Sorry, Kai. Denise says I can't go. Goodbye. We're from Liverpool till now.
What is this? A little strife in the Kindle family?
Oh, yes, I am afraid so. But I'm really proud of the way I'm handling it. She has to understand what I say goes. I think I just drove that point home.
I wouldn't count that victory yet. You are up against the ultimate opponent, a determined child who is going to spend every waking hour between now and tomorrow trying to figure out how to get what she wants. She'll come to you and she'll say she's too sick to go to church. Then she'll say she has nothing to wear. And when you don't give in, Olivia is going to have a tantrum.
No way.
Uh-huh. Mark my words. The doors will slam, screaming will commence, and tears will flow.
Forget it! Olivia's never reacted like that.
Then I'd be ready if I were you. Because she's been saving it up.
Now, Gramsci, this is the picture of me at the high school graduation.
Oh, Gramsci, you were a school teacher, weren't you?
Yes. I taught grades 1 through 8 in one room.
One room?
That's right. Many of the children had to walk 12 miles to and from school.
Wow.
And when they went home, they had to work their farms until the sun went down.
It was so much harder to get an education back then.
You know, during slavery, in some states, it was illegal to teach a slave to read.
illegal to learn how to read?
Now, your great, great, great Aunt Lucinda grew up in slavery. But she was determined to learn to read. She used to play with the owner's daughters, the Hawthorne girls. They had tutors. The Hawthorne girls began to feel bad because they were learning to read and Lucinda couldn't. So after their class, they would sneak her down to the creek and teach Lucinda everything they had learned.
Could Aunt Lucinda have gotten in trouble?
Oh, yes. She could have been severely punished. But that didn't scare her. She was determined to learn to read. And after slavery, she became a teacher.
Is that what inspired you to become a school teacher?
I guess we could say she was an inspiration.
Well, there must be a lot of Lucinda in me, too, because a few months ago I decided I was going to be a school teacher.
Denise, oh, you couldn't have given me better news. Oh, wait a minute now. Haven't you dropped out of school once already?
Yeah.
Well, you better not do that again.
She told you, Denise.
And you, Rudy, I've heard that your performance in school is slipping. Now you straighten up and fly right.
Yes, ma'am.
Grampty, I'm doing the best I can. Now, remember, I have a learning disability.
Well, you still got to work hard.
I will, Grampty, I promise.
Okay.
Reese? Reese?
Yes?
Guess what?
What?
I have a stomach ache.
Let me feel your forehead. Oh, you don't feel warm.
Oh, I bet it's gonna hurt Sunday, too. That's why I can't go to church.
I think it's the zoo flu.
I think you're gonna be fine.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will. And since you're not feeling well, I think you better go up to bed right now and stay there until we go to church.
Wait! I feel better. I still can't go to church.
Why not?
Because I don't have anything nice to wear.
You're wearing your pink and blue dress, your white shoes, your white socks, and I don't want to hear another thing about it.
But...
Not another word.
Hey. Don't go in there. Grampy's taking a nap.
And no stomping.
Denise, I'm impressed. You held firm.
I know, but I feel terrible. I don't want her to be angry with me.
Just make it so that they're not angry with you for their whole life. And when they get older, they're going to get angry with you because you didn't get them angry when they were young. And they're going to put you in a home.
Well, what a pleasant way to wake up. Unless I'm looking at an angel in heaven.
No, it's me, Olivia.
Come over here, Olivia, and talk to your Grampy. You look like you're worried about something.
Yes, Denise says you want me to go to church with you.
Yes, I do.
But Kai invited me to go to the zoo and playland. They have ponies there.
Well, I suppose it wouldn't hurt for you to miss one Sunday in church. But I'm not going to decide for you. You'll have to decide for yourself.
Okay.
Olivia?
Yes?
I'm done with my nap. Would you help me straighten up a bit?
Okay.
Here we go. Skip, 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 to the barber shop. I left my blanket at the barber shop and 3 sticks of candy. One for you and one for me. One for Sister Sally.
What are you singing?
When I taught school, at the end of the day, I would always sing this song. And everybody skipped to put the things away.
Can I try it?
Of course. Skip, skip to the barber shop. I left my blanket at the barber shop and 3 pieces of candy. One for you, one for me, and one for Sister Sally.
That was
fun. Oh, yes, it was.
Grumpy?
Yes, baby.
I'd like to go to church with you.
Oh, you precious. That was a delicious dinner.
Thank you. Well, I think it's time we cleared the table.
What's the rush? What's the rush?
This is when you go out and bring in the birthday cake.
I don't know anything about a birthday cake. We have some vanilla ice cream.
I know you got me a birthday cake, a chocolate birthday cake. Mm-hmm. Chocolate is my favorite flavor.
No, I thought you were supposed to get this chocolate cake over at my father's
house. Now, Heathcliff, don't mess with me. This is my birthday, and you're supposed to have a cake for me.
I don't want to argue with somebody your age, but this is my house, and I'm telling you that there's no cake here for you.
I have a strong hand when I get ready. Now, I want my cake.
Well, if you're going to be
I knew you had a cake for me. Oh.
And now, before we conclude the service today, I have the very special privilege of introducing to you a very lovely person, a very special guest. This lady has worked tirelessly for many years as an educator. So please join me in wishing a happy birthday to Harriet McCutcheon, otherwise known as Gramty, who has come all the way from Norfolk, Virginia, to be with us this morning. And Gramty, we have a very special tribute for you. Welcome.
Oh, yeah, holy. We will hug love, love. Hug love, 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 love to love. Make love our salvation. If we come together, if we just love one another, love, 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 love. Oh, holy, 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 hey, hey, hey. Holy, oh yeah, oh, we can conquer. We will make love our salvation. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Keep on walking with the Lord. Walk with me, Jesus. Talk with me, Jesus. Move with me, Jesus. In your spirit, send your spirit down and help me, Lord. Help me walk my feet. Hey, walking with the Lord, talking with the Lord. Can't you see us just singing and shouting with the Lord? Holy.
Taped in front of a studio audience.